Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Russ Festino. Hey, Russ.
How you doing?
Good to see you again.
Same here.
Last time we were on the show together was in Nolens for Tech Ed.
Yeah.
You showed us the Component One XAML controls.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yep, and and you're back to show us Component One's HTML controls.
Yeah.
For JavaScript developers.
Sure am.
Alrighty.
We got some good stuff here to show you today, and boy, I'm glad it's sunny out today. It was just gorgeous,
it's
man.
It's cold,
I got to
though.
See Mount Rainier driving over
yeah.
here. Yeah, it's just
it's
majestic.
Sunny and cold
it's incredible.
Here.
Yeah.
Beats rainy and cloudy.
Yeah, sure. I know. So I'll be back in 70-degree temperature pretty
All
soon.
Right,
soon enough. Right there, Tampa. All right, so we got some HTML5 tools we're going to show you here today,
Kay.
Robert. And we got a little bit about myself. First of all, I head up developer evangelism over at Component One, former Microsoft DE. I'm also a Windows 8 key influencer, and this year I'm on a roll, man. I received the INETA Lifetime Achievement Award earlier in the year, and just recently the MVP Client Development,
right.
and just
Congrats.
Getting off the tails of a MVP Summit this week, which was just outstanding.
Cool.
Learned an incredible amount. It was like a sponge over there. So I'm going to start with a little story here, get things going. I had the Mustang on the left there. That is my original Mustang, yellow one. My friends refer to it as the Rustang. And it reached quite a few miles, so I traded in, got that silver one. But then shortly after that, the silver one didn't make it too good. Started getting towed quite a bit, and so I had to take it back, bottom line. And ended up with this nice, really red one. So that's my current Mustang right there. It's Rustang 3. The moral of the story is, you know, you've got to, you know, getting something new is not all it's cracked up to be a lot of times, and
uh-huh.
you got to try it out. So like the technologies I'm going to show here today, you know, hope the viewers will try it out and kick the tires and see if they like it. And then that's the way they'll know for sure.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to go. And really the biggest thing I've seen is the importance of JavaScript and HTML applications and why it's so important. One of the biggest reasons is mobility. You can see some stats here that 61% leave a site if it's not mobile ready, 79% search for another site, and 50% look for an outside established relationship. I mean, bottom line here is your business is going to lose money if
mm-hmm.
you are not mobile ready with your website. And it is one of those things that, you know, I go to a lot of these sessions at a lot of conferences, and I'm telling you, every room is packed all the time for JavaScript and anything related
yeah.
to it. And that's the reason why. You know, I'm sitting on my couch and I poll the audience a lot of times. If you got a laptop, just sitting 10 feet away. I mean, you got a smartphone and you want to look something up, what do you do? Do you just look on your smartphone or do you get up and go to your laptop? And over 70% or higher sit on the couch and look it up on their mobile device. So that's a pretty staggering
Xbox
number.
One soon.
Or Xbox One soon, that's
yes.
right. Yeah, I like that too. So let's take a look at what I'm talking about. Some of these sites that are responsive, you know, in nature, and we'll get started out that way. And so let's go over to bring up this UI. So this is actually the Widgmo site you see. And if I go and make it like a mobile type device size, you can see the widget buttons kind of going over to the left there, which is really a nice you know, effect for, and that's really what you want to get to. And JavaScript's the glue, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the controls that we have will get you there further, as well as building really snazzy applications like this dashboard you see here. It's all, you know, touchscreen interactive. You got all these different controls, and you can see, you know, just by touching it here, you know, information come up on it, and you know, very interactive in terms of the data getting refreshed and so forth. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the days of having a rich client be Windows based is not it was always that was the case. You know, you had to have a Windows client to have a rich desktop. Not the case anymore. You know, you've seen a lot richer clients up here. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Widgmo. Let me get back out to the deck here, and then we'll take a look at some of those and what exactly Widgmo is. So Widgmo is our core client-side framework. It's built on top of all these web standards you see here, HTML5, jQuery mm-hmm. Mobile. It's really, you can almost think of it as an extension of jQuery. And I'll drive home that point in a little bit. You should be able to see it pretty clearly, but we also work with a lot of these other technologies you see listed here, including Knockout, AngularJS, and Breeze.
Okay.
So Widgmo is one technology basically for all development. We got ASP.NET Web Forms, MVC, JavaScript with jQuery, HTML5. Also recently, LightSwitch now has an HTML5 client.
Yep.
And we've got some killer controls in the light switch. I know Beth Massey's been actually showing them off in a lot of her sessions, you know, so pretty cool. And then, you know, where it works, everywhere, right? For cross-browser support, tablets, phones, and let's go ahead and take a look at some of these controls so we can kind of get a taste for those first, and then we'll go into how you build some of these things.
Yeah.
So the first one, probably the most commonly used here, would be our grid control.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see you've got nice flexibility there, kind of make your columns bigger or smaller just by hovering over the top. You've got the sorting built into the grids. You've got ability to, you know, double click and enter values, you know, as well as come in over here, and you can see you've got paging throughout. So pretty robust in terms of what the grid can do. And then what you see here is the events calendar is really a great new control, you know, Outlook-like, you know,
yeah.
As far as the way it looks. You can see you've got the day, the week view, the month view, the list view, and these are only just a few lines of code that gets this thing up and running, which is really the beautiful thing. Also then what we got is, you know, as far as data goes, you got all the data visualization controls and all your graphs and charts. Hover over, get a lot of information, touch screen, so same thing. All of the controls are touch enabled. And if you take a look at the a few of the other ones here with the, you know, you start to get fancy, getting some composite charts, for example, where you got, you know, your, you know, data, bars, lines, pies, all at once, hover over, you get some nice animations, split outs. Those are all very, very good. And then also the data, you can just kind of give you an idea of different types of data that can be consumed with a lot of these controls, including everything from a local array, you know, in your app up to, you know, a REST service, OData service, Breeze, JS, these are all, you know, possible.
Mm-hmm.
One that I really like is this editor. And if you bring up editor, this is a full-blown editor. If anybody needs an editor in their website for an application they're building, what you'll see here is a, you know, the ability to just go ahead and highlight and bold and all this stuff. And all that stuff is right there available as far as that control goes. Anybody working with images, got quite a few that work with that. And here's a gallery control, for example. So there comes an image. Now you've got these, you can see the actual highlight changing down below, or if you click down below, the big one will come up there. And a lot of animations you can go ahead and apply to a lot of these. So you've got things like explode, for example. So if I go to a new one, there it is coming in. So you kind of see different effects there. And I mean, now you can start to get the idea why you're seeing such a rich, you know, kind of a robust client capabilities. There's a couple more here with the menu and ribbon control, right? So these are, you know, it makes sure it looks like your, you know, office type applications right there. And then another handy one here that might be used is the upload control. And you can see there's quite a few here, but this one here will go ahead and bring up, and you can browse out to a, you know, local site, and then go ahead and upload, you know, those particular widgets, as well as a wizard, you know, control that gives you the step-by-step type approach. So that's pretty good number of controls. Then also, it doesn't end there. We have recently included now Excel, an Excel-like control spread, which is back from, you know, the 90s, right? The spread control. That was the one that really started the company with FirePoint technology.
Yeah.
Well, now, guess what? Now we got a JavaScript version of this, and it's amazing. So if you take a look at some of the spread capabilities, you've got right over here, you can see, you know, this is regular, looks like Excel right here, right? You got your cells, you got the data tab, all the different things you do up here, the views with vertical, horizontal lines, settings, themes, you know, these are all, you know, potential, you know, uses for this particular control. Now, Excel, also, we just put out V3 this past week in one of the new
V3
of 2013 for Widgmo.
Okay.
And one of the new features we put in here was an import and export capability. So I can go ahead and load in a spreadsheet from my desktop up to the web and load it into this Excel sheet. And when this comes up, it's just really mind-blowing that you have this type of capability in a, you know, JavaScript control. And there it is. So some really good stuff there. And let's continue here, then get back over to, you know, how we start building these things. And and kind of what we've been talking about here with some of these capabilities. Basically, we have a lot of data visualization widgets, like I mentioned, hardware accelerated graphics, so they're quick, interactive animations tooltips. We showed you some of the animations there in that last demo. Spread.js, really full throttle in terms of spread capabilities, and a very powerful grid that we looked at, as well as the event calendar. And there's a full list of some of the big enhancements that we just had this past week with Bootstrap support now, AMD support, and they showed you the import and export files, and also the grid performance is just rocking now. You know, a 500,000 record load is about the same as a 50 record load. I mean, it just screams now very, very, very fast. So a lot of good things there. So how do you do this from scratch? So if we go out to our site, the best way to get started with is go out to the Widgmo download site, and we'll take a look at that. I think it's right over here. All right, so if you go here, you got Widgmo downloads, and this has got a great jumping off point here for lining up all of your references that would go into your code. So here you see you got some references to jQuery, you got some references to Widgmo, and then you got some references down here to our style sheets, as well as the libraries themselves. So you just go ahead and copy that out, and this is always a good place to go because these are the latest ones.
Right.
And then you got other ones down here if you're doing mobile with, you know, jQuery mobile, and all of our widgets are adaptable for jQuery mobile. So basically no code changes. Really all you gotta do is change the two references for jQuery mobile and you're done. You have that done. Spread.js, how to get started there. Cultures, so we support multiple cultures.
Okay.
And then also for using with Knockout, there's a Knockout libraries and some demos. So great page for getting started with. So let's go ahead and bring up Visual Studio. And what you can see here is I've got basically this page. All this is a blank ASP.NET website is what I created initially, and just added in HTML pages. So the references right here are the ones that I just added in. And all you would do is just paste those right into the head section. And then down below, you can start seeing what you're going to do with the script. We're going to go ahead and instantiate the use of our calendar control. So here's our Widgmo calendar control right here. And there's the ID that we're going to be referencing down in the body. And then right down over here in the body, there's the calendar. So if we go ahead and bring this up, you'll see pretty quickly here that we have, you know, pretty nice calendar control. And you got this button on top to give you all the different versions.
Right.
And that is done through a option, right, that we had set up here in the script right here, allow quick pick trip.
Okay.
So that's how you set your options. You just put it in there. So anyone that's done jQuery, this is the same thing. This is exactly how jQuery works. And let's go over to take a look at you know, really what's going on here. So what's going on here is you have a combination of things going on. It's not just JavaScript that's, you know, combining with style sheets and some of the HTML capabilities themselves, and those are all going to form in widgets. Now in jQuery UI itself, you have options, methods, events, and you can take a look here. This is the calendar control from right from API jQueryUI.com, and you notice there's no events here.
Right.
And so that's a problem sometimes, because I had a customer one time, he wanted to load in new data every time the month changed. Well, if you take a look at our API for the equivalent control, now you can see we got a bunch of events right here.
Okay.
So you got after select, after slide, so if you slide into a new month, you can load in new data. So the bottom line here is these Widgmo controls provide additional functionality above and beyond the jQuery set that you would get by default. And so Knockout is a big part of the story too with data binding. And we see that we you know, support the separation concerns with MBVM. You get the declarative bindings. And Knockout's a great way to do data binding, especially if you're coming from a .NET background. You know, it just makes sense, everything that's in Knockout in terms of how it operates. So to take a look at that, what we'll do is we'll take a look at our HTML. It's really pretty similar in terms of what we're doing here in the references. The only difference is we're going to add a couple more in now for our Knockout library integration, as well as the Knockout library itself.
Okay.
So those are right there. So now we're going to go ahead and create our view model. And the view model is going to be the you got some observables. So that's going to give you your two-way data binding that you see right there. These are just some values. We're going to initialize these fields with. There's a val, a min, and a max field in this particular view model. And then we're going to go ahead and bind it with our view model right here, instantiate it, and apply the bindings. And then down here, this is just regular old HTML5 data binding right here, where you're going to go ahead and take the value, and we're going to bind each one of those. So now what you're seeing here is a true model view model type approach, where you're really separating that UI from those other definitions that you saw there. And if you take a look at this one, it's pretty nice because it actually shows how all these things are like together. So you move into one bar, they're all data bound together.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far so good. This is good stuff. This particular set of controls is being downloaded like no tomorrow. I mean, it's very, very big interest and demand for these. And I think once people start working on them, they can see how easy it is, just a few lines of code to get these things up and running. And a lot of really useful controls as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so this brings us to another topic here, right? Knockout or Angular. I actually sat in a session of John Papa not too long ago, and he was talking about this, and he goes, it's really not a fair comparison because they're like apples and oranges. So Knockout is pure data binding, and Angular is more of a framework, has its own data binding, which is different than Knockout. So that piece maybe you can compare independently, but really we want to look at maybe something like Durandal versus Angular, because those are two complete frameworks, and Durandal uses Knockout. But to make a long story short here, we've got Angular support as well in the stack here with Widgmo, and we'll go out to take a look at that here with the, there it is, Angular, and so here we've got our libraries for jQuery, libraries for Widgmo, and then we've got the libraries right over here for Angular. And then in the actual HTML, this tag here indicates it's going to be an Angular application. And then the syntax is a little bit different, right? You're still going to come down here, though. It's the same basic idea, though. You're going to define your data, and then you're going to go ahead and define your view model right there with all those different datas, and we're going to load some data in there too. And then we'll use a straight old binding once again on those controls in the application. And you can see it's a little bit different style there in terms of how you do the binding with the curly brackets. But basically, I've gone out to the Angular site, and there's some good step-by-step directions for people that haven't started that yet. But then you can start seeing some really robust interactive, single page applications that you can build with this. Mm-hmm. For example, this last line here with Anna, if we go ahead and modify some of her data, we can actually see here, what is that, 90, 8600, what is that? Right over here. Here it is, this one here. Yeah, so make that, there we go, that's what I want. So go over here and make me like 5600. Now the chart gets reflected right there at 6600. So pretty dynamic, pretty quick, and pretty snazzy. Then let's take a look here with, this is one of my favorite parts. So if we take a look at what we're doing here, is basically you're starting to see a lot of these HTML5 clients proliferate, like all over the place.
Yeah.
And one of which is Windows Phone. So I've got quite a few Windows Phone apps out there myself, and one of the newer templates has come through is the Windows 8 Phone 8 HTML5 template. So let's take a look at how these controls work in that and use of the adaptive widgets. So what I'm going to do is I've got a project in here for the phone. And the way you can get that, if you go to the new project, you'll see the new templates for the phones. And one of those is HTML5. So we go over here to here and to our phone. And right down over here is the Windows HTML5 template.
Okay.
So if you create an app with that template, now it'll be structured like this. So now you've got your main page. And here's the trick on this page. What you want to do is you just want to set one property. It's basically going to bring up a browser. You can see the browser right here. Right, so you got a web browser, and all you got to do is you got to change one property. So if we go ahead and take a look at the properties for this, what we'll see is there's one property that you want to set, which is the isScript enabled. You want to set that equal to true. And because by default, it's not set to true. There it is. So now we finally caught up. So here it is. That one there is the one you want to check off.
Okay.
Now, if you got that checked off, then you can go ahead and put script in. And now what we'll see here is that if you were to follow this through in the debugger, you end up actually sucking in this index.html file. And that's the one where we're going to put our code. And basically, the only thing we did here is we just swapped out these two lines here with the jQuery mobile lines instead of jQuery. And when that's done, everything else here is exactly the same what I just showed you on that web page. And if we go ahead and fire this off, what we'll see is in the emulator, come up, there's our app, and there's our control.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. So now we're starting to see a lot of good reuse scenarios where we can leverage a lot of the work we've done in one environment and bring it right to the next. Okay, now, light switch is another big one. So we recently pushed up some really great controls, and we're getting a lot of accolades from the Microsoft PMs, you know, on use of these light switch controls. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing else in the industry that really comes close to these, and we have some really good resources. I got a great Component One influencer, Michael Washington's got a great blog, does a lot of work, good demos. But basically, it's a set of jQuery mobile controls that you can use and extend inside of the light switch environment. And let's go ahead and take a look at some of those. So we've got, I'll set up over here, bring back this deck here. There we go. So light switch is a, these are all the controls now that are available for light switch HTML. So you've got the calendar, like we've been showing here. You've also got the, gallery image viewers, right? So this is a great way to really add some pizzazz, you know, to your applications, as well as all of the, you know, grids that you'd expect here with aggregating groups, as well as a lot of the data visualization controls. And that's some of the ones Beth does. If you go out to the component1.com/videos, scroll down a little bit, you'll see Beth's video up there I filmed over at TechEd.
Okay.
And that was also published up on the Microsoft site too. These are really some great controls, and if anybody's doing, a great quote from Michael Washington, our influencer, people are going to want to use LightSwitch because of these controls. I mean, they're that good. I mean, they really add that user interface that you really need to make a very understandable and readable, great application from LightSwitch. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think that's going to go places. The thing we want to take a look at here as well is we start getting into a lot of different capabilities with being able to customize, right? So we got Theme Roller, where you can modify and create themes really very quickly for the entire site that you're working on. And then also MVC tools, right? Powered by HTML5 and jQuery, these are all supported. So there's a lot of MVC work going on, also very, very popular in terms of usage for our particular set of controls. Now the TypeScript is also pretty cool. I know a lot of developers that are coming from the .NET background, they start going to TypeScript right away because it really generates that great JavaScript for you. And this is something that was developed by Microsoft, of course, with Anders, you know, no slouch, right? So he's done quite a bit of work in that space. And we have a lot of demos up on our site that facilitate that. So let's take a look at this last demo we're gonna end with here, and then we'll kind of do a wrap up. And so, go ahead and bring this up here. And there it is. So here you can see the project, and here you can see the TypeScript. And by the way, this project, let me show you where I downloaded it from, because this is a great resource as well. We have a demos page here, widgmo.com/demos.
Okay.
And you can see a ton of demos, and one of which here is there's one for Bootstrap, for example. You got another one over here for this Geo Dashboards, which I'm going to show you, right? And that's the one that's got a lot of TypeScript in it. So we're actually internally using TypeScript a lot to generate our a lot of our JavaScript and our samples and demos and used in our product, as well as you can see here we've got the view model defined in TypeScript. So there it is, and then that will go ahead and generate this JavaScript that you'll go ahead and call from the page here. And when this is all said and done here, this is actually pulling in some of the Esri APIs, right? So some of the mapping stuff.
Yep.
And what we're going to go ahead and see here is we've got a page that is pretty neat. And we'll go ahead and hover over Seattle here. All right, and if you scroll down the page a little bit, now you get the actual, you know, head counts of people, maybe Bellevue or whatever. But anyway, you can start seeing the population of people coming up.
Nice.
You know, and it's all interactive. I mean, this is instantaneous. You get this information where you can see all of the you know, info for any particular spot on the map, which is wicked cool, as they say up in New England, where I once hailed from. And it's pretty exciting, you know, Robert, with these controls. I think folks are really seeing the value that you can have here. And in that particular sample as well, we use knockout binding. So this is really a good one that kind of pulls it all together, you know, for people that want to see a cohesive, you know, application and demo.
So one thing you haven't showed yet is Windows 8.
Right, yeah, we actually have a beta out for Windows 8 controls.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, powered by Widgmo, we're seeing a lot of our
of the same controls, is that what you'd expect?
Okay. Yep, exactly. And we have a lot of controls that, you know, environments, I should say, where we are powering our efforts with Widgmo. And the ASP.NET Widgmo, for example, we have the HTML5 client in Lightswitch, like I talked about. And I think it's just the start of it. You know, you're going to see a lot more, you know, HTML5 clients that are going to be calling for this kind of power and technology. And the support is great. You got tremendous documentation on the site. And I can't emphasize this enough.
Right.
I've been to a lot of documentation sites over the years, you know, and many things I programmed. And I got to tell you, man, it's, you know, you want a getting started example, it's right there. It gets you up and running real quick. Lots of great stuff.
Excellent.
Cool, man. So let me summarize here then,
I guess, huh?
So we got the mobility is important. We all understand that and get that. And Widgmo really lends itself to building those type of applications. And it exposes more options, methods, and events than, you know, jQuery itself does. And the jQuery Mobile works on all of our widgets, so they're adaptive. HTML5 clients are proliferating all over the place, as well as Knockout is a great way for developers coming from .NET to do data binding, and it's fully supported inside of Widgmo. And we fully support AngularJS, as well as now as a Bootstrap. Bootstrap is a cool thing, where you get the kind of a grid system in your style sheets, and all our controls adapt accordingly, you know, inside of that system. So very, very good stuff. That just came out brand new. And then, you know, I'll leave this slide up. These are all my resources. We've got the my email address up on top, as well as the Twitter, RussCamTV. And I do have a great daily news, Robert. You should check it out here, because I think you're one of the feeds to my newsletter.
Okay.
And
awesome.
I've got over like 300 individuals I've interviewed, you know, over the past few years at Component One, and they all basically I have them as feeds to this, plus the Visual Studio team and things like that. So if you want to know what's going on, and any particular day, a new version comes out every day at noon, and it is a great read. I actually read it myself every day, so that's how good it is. And then got my blog on top, Facebook, so make sure you come out there and visit me out there. And then some technical links there with
the
MVVM support.
I'll put the links to those in the show description.
All right, thanks. Yeah, so I appreciate that. That's great. Chris Bannon, I give a shout out to him. He's the PM for Widgmo over at Component One, so feel free to you know, hit him up for any questions you got as well.
All right. Great.
All right.
Thanks for coming on. That was some awesome stuff.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad you liked
it. All right. So people can go to the site, download trials, kick the tires, and decide whether or not when and where to use these tools.
That's it.
Widgmo.com. Cool. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.